The mayors of some 300 American cities are here in Washington for their winter meeting. Tomorrow, they'll gather at the White House with President Bush and then move their convention to New York City. Two of their members join me now. Republican Patrick McCrory is mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Democrat Oscar Goodman is mayor of Las Vegas. Your honors.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Security is high on your agenda. Many mayors have introduced new safety measures since September 11th. How prepared are your cities for possible terrorist attacks?
Well, as far as Las Vegas is concerned, I think we're in very, very good shape. We're a unique city in the sense that not only do we have our police department, which is the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, but each of the hotels and casinos has a security force that really is tantamount to a small town police force in and of itself. So we haven't done anything particularly special other than to keep ourselves on a high alert.
And in Charlotte?
Very well, because Charlotte's the second major financial center now in the United States and has a major airport and also has nuclear plants in the near vicinity. We had already had an emergency task force in place prior to September 11th, so within a half hour of the second building being hit in New York City, our team was put into place, and we were very fortunate to have that team had gone through training over 3 years ago. And in fact, I was fortunate to go through some of that training myself. So we never anticipated having to put this team in action, but the training helped an awful lot.
And you just told me they shook you down at the airport, so they're alert. The
mayor last night coming into Washington, they took my shoes off and my belt and everything else, it seemed like, but I wasn't complaining.
Are y'all getting help from the new Office of Homeland Security?
Not particularly. We got some help from Senator Harry Reid as far as retraining folks who were let off as a result of the recession, as well as the closure of some of the hotel facilities as far as day-to-day operations. They're all going very, very strong, but they had to lay off a lot of people, and the senator gave us $1,750,000 in order to retrain these folks.
Tom Ridge,
Governor, Governor Ridge has been extremely helpful. In fact, his office has been very open. I've been serving on a task force with him and several other mayors where they're improving the communication access to mayors and police chiefs throughout the nation. They're looking at revising the alert status, which we hope will be announced shortly, to give us a little more direction. They're being very receptive to mayors and city officials' ideas on how to continually improve the process. We're all going through a learning process because the nation and its cities have never gone through anything like this. So Governor Ridge and also Secretary Mineta from DOT has worked very closely because the cities run the airports in most major metropolitan areas, and that's really been one of the number one issues for all of us.
Las Vegas depends heavily on tourism. I mean, perhaps
almost 100% at this point in time. I'm trying to diversify the economy, but right now tourism is it.
Perhaps people read that some of the September 11th hijackers had a stay in Las Vegas.
I don't think that they were conspiring while they were there. They were probably cheating on their religion and having a good time with ladies and booze. But
this had an effect on your economy?
Oh no, not their being there at all. That was like an afterthought. The only thing that has an effect upon our economy is, at this point in time, the fear of flying, and there shouldn't be because the airports are safer than ever. I know in Las Vegas it's about an hour and a half wait before you can get onto a plane because of the very careful search that's taking place there. We're getting an awful lot of automobile traffic coming up, but basically we're in good shape.
Well, there are other problems affecting cities. How has the budget of Charlotte been affected by the recession, the rise in unemployment?
Well, first, we have been affected by unemployment. We're the major hub for U.S. Airways, and three or four weeks after September 11th, we had 1,600 employees laid off out of a workforce of over 8,000. And, of course, that impacts many other businesses as a result of those 1,600 layoffs. And almost all the major airlines laid people off, plus the hotel industries were severely impacted. Major layoffs in that area because when people quit flying, the hotel business really went down, and that impacted our revenue stream at a time when our costs were going up also because we were paying a lot of overtime for security personnel around our government buildings, around our high-rise bank buildings, our airports, and other major infrastructure that needed protection.
Has either of you had to reduce city services?
No. Fortunately, as a general proposition, with the potential recession coming, we were very, very frugal and careful as far as our budget was concerned. And services are being provided as usual, and we see no reason that that won't continue. We're in pretty good shape there. I know that people want us to cry the blues, but Vegas is in good shape.
And Charlotte?
We're in fairly good shape. The budget we approved last July is not as relevant as it is today. We're going to have to make some major adjustments because of extra security cost and at our airport and around our government buildings and banks. So we're probably talking about spending several million dollars that we did not have budgeted, and that cost continues to expand. But again, we're working very close with Governor Ridge's staff and others, and we expect some good announcements from President Bush tomorrow morning to help us.
You're talking to the president, and Congress is back in town. What do you want from these people?
Well, I'm here for a different mission. There's talk now of a nuclear repository 90 miles from Las Vegas, and I've come back to the Conference of Mayors to really gain support against that, because after 9/11, the transportation of nuclear waste across our nation's highways, I think, will pose the greatest potential threat that we've ever faced. And I want everybody to know it's not Nevada's problem just because it's 90 miles outside of my town. It's everybody's problem in this country. It's a national problem, and we have to be very, very careful as the way we proceed. So this afternoon, I'm having a little reception. I hope the mayor will be there, and I hope many of the other mayors will be there, because I want to get support throughout the entire group of folks, because everybody's going to be affected.
What can Washington do for Charlotte?
The first thing they're going to be talking about is improving the communications with all the cities, especially with the alert status. We expect some good announcements regarding improving the alert status as regarding a phased-in approach and the degree of alerts. The second thing is some policy initiatives in around our airports and around other security measures. And the third is budgetary, helping us financially, and us also helping the federal government. We think cities can form partnership with Governor Ridge and other security personnel, because we have security personnel that will also help in this war at the home front.
Conference is also addressing affordable housing.
Yes.
What are you doing in Las Vegas about that?
Well, we're in pretty good shape there. Once again, we take 18% of our redevelopment monies, and we put that into affordable housing as a matter of statute. And the town is the fastest growing city in the world, certainly in the United States, and the people are coming in leaps and bounds, all types of people. We have the largest senior population, largest veteran population, all coming into the area here. We're making sure that they will have housing, and it'll be affordable housing. We're pretty good. We're really at the cutting edge of that.
There's a new study released by the conference that Charlotte had a sharp increase in homelessness, 42%.
Yeah, in the last 2 years, I mean, we still are doing very well, but we see affordable housing, we think, as a major priority during the next 5 years. And I think there are major challenges in trying to decrease the bureaucracy and getting affordable housing built, encouraging more mixed-use establishments. What we don't want anymore are what we call housing projects of the 60s, 70s through the year 2000. We're trying to develop communities, not projects. And the term affordable housing now even has to be defined, not only low-income and even homeless housing, but workforce housing. And this is especially in areas of fast growth, including Charlotte and Las Vegas and most Sunbelt cities. So it is a major issue on our plate that we need to resolve, not just in government, but also in the private sector.
And on to New York tomorrow.
On to New York tomorrow.
That ought to be something.
It's going to be a
movie.
Yeah, we're going to go to ground zero, and I'm sure that whatever we see there, we're going to take back forever. It's going to sear into our memory. And none of us will ever forget where we were when we first heard about that disaster and that tragedy. But America's great. We bounce back. We're very resilient. And I think we're a stronger country than ever.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Democrat Oscar Goodman is mayor of Las Vegas. Republican Patrick McCrory is mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina.